That's
9-7-0-7-7-6-02-5-8. Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. On Sunday, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry program here on KHNC at 9 o'clock to 11. Because Russia is Joe Biden's visit with Vladimir Putin yesterday, that is the headlines, that's the topic internationally with this criminal, what was he, a senator, stating that we should just go ahead and pull the trigger on Russia. To begin with, at the meeting yesterday, Vladimir Putin was solo while President Biden, or Mr. Biden, had surrounded by, let's see, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, National Security Council Senior Director for Russia, Eric Green. They're all in the room, plus one other person. And the President of Russia, when Joe Biden began to speak, the President of Russia, Vladimir Putin, said, "Mr. President, you have to unmute yourself." So he didn't unmute his microphone. It began badly. There is a coming war where Russia is going to be destroyed. Just a quick background. There were three sons of Noah: Ham, Shem, and Japheth. The light-skinned son, the fair-skinned child, his name was Japheth. Japheth moved north of the area where the ark set down, which would be present-day Russia, Iraq, and the eastern nations. And the tribe that would move to the north and occupy present-day Russia, the family was called Rosh, R-O-S-H, Rosh, which would be in the land of Russia. Russia, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and 39, Russia is there. It's called Gog in the land of Magog, the land of Rosh. There is a principality or a spiritual power that rules over the nation, but the land in the Bible is called Magog. And the people that live there are the Russians, the children of Rosh. In Ezekiel 38 and 39, for those that are not familiar with Bible prophecy, if you'll get a Bible and read Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, it talks about Russia. And it talks about Russia's, in the end of the world, the time in which we live, and the nations that will come with Russia to Israel, into the Middle East, to destroy Israel. this has not occurred. It is going to occur. Everything that we see presently is setting the stage for this coming Russian war. Is there going to be conflict in the area west of Russia? Yes. Can it be stopped? No. Is Russia going to be destroyed eventually? Yes. But Russia will not go to her war down in the Middle East, in the nation, the present nation, the location of Jordan, until after Israel has her war, a pre-war, prior to the Russian war, with the Islamic terrorists that surround Israel. First, Israel will take out those terrorists and be at peace, and then Russia will come, I believe, with the people in, at least for sure, eastern Ukraine and some of the other nations in the vicinity of Russia, down to the armies will come down toward Israel, toward Jordan. But before Russia is destroyed, there's going to be conflict, there's going to be turmoil, and there will be, according to the scripture, there are going to be the nations of Europe, which I believe includes the United States, that ask Russia, when she begins to move down toward Israel, are you going to go to Israel to take a spoil, to occupy a land? And the answer is yes, she'll be destroyed. Is the United States going to destroy Russia? Well, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, it does state that God is the one who destroys Russia. And how do you think, or how I've been having to consider, how is God going to do that if Israel does not have the nuclear capabilities to destroy all of Russia? Israel would have the capabilities to at least take out Moscow. But Israel's going to have to spend all of her armaments to protect herself from Russia in the Jordan area. Could it be that God is going to use the nuclear weapons of NATO and America positioned west of Russia? We'll discuss that in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360 AM Radio.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right, or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort. All the comforts of home and world-class pet care. 30 services available. Daycare and boarding to belly rubs and massages. We have immediate availability. Ultra clean and safe with individual suites and webcams. Book now and mention KHNC and get a 5% discount. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort for dogs and cats. Just off I-25 and Crossroads, Northern Colorado's place for pets. Call us at 970-663-PAWS. That's 970-663-7897.
Hi, my My name is Anita McAllister. I'm a Northern Colorado-based Medicare specialist. Right now is annual enrollment, which goes until December 7th. And what I like to do is help people walk through the maze of Medicare. It is confusing. You can reach me at 970-515-6882, and my email is anita@anitamcallister.com.
What we're witnessing is the plans of Americans' world hegemony, the plans of the PNAC, Project for a New American Century. The plans include destroying Russia so that Russia does not interfere with America's plan for, again, global hegemony. We began that plan in the late 80s by destroying Russia's economy. Vladimir Putin was aware of what we did. Vladimir Putin was aware that it was a British plan, the plan of the Pilgrim Society out of London, out of New York, the plan he's aware of still. He knows what's happening. He's not blind. Vladimir Putin, like I stated over a year ago, year and a half ago, on the open forum, that I believe that Vladimir Putin would be the president of Russia, that would take Russia into the Middle East for the war of Gog and Magog, the war against Israel. And I still feel that with the resolve that President Putin has, I still believe that he will be the person that has the resolve to take care of the conflict should the United States continue to use Ukraine to as a base for not only military hardware, planes, ships, troops, but also nuclear weapons. And like Vladimir Putin stated yesterday to Joe Biden, he wasn't talking to these other people. Vladimir Putin is trying to get Joe Biden, directly to Joe Biden, that if the United States and in NATO don't give Russia a guarantee that the Ukraine will never join NATO, well, again, to be a base for weapons, then Russia is going to take care of the problem. Going back to years ago with John McCain, John McCain and the Republicans at that time sought to bring the Ukraine and two other ex-Soviet republics, Georgia and Moldova, into NATO. This was out of Buchanan.org. This was a little bit of history that came out yesterday, Pat Buchanan's website. Buchanan.org, yesterday's article, and giving us a little history. And he states that Putin, who served in the KGB in the late Soviet era and caused the breakup of the USSR the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century, is now saying enough is enough. The American plans always has been to go into a region, a nation that has enough power to resist the objectives of the United States, such as Yugoslavia. They had to take Yugoslavia as a nation with all the resources, with the army that they could amass. They had to break it into pieces. That was just one example. A second example, Saddam Hussein's Iran. They took Iran. I'm sorry, Iraq. I was right initially. The plan was to take Iraq with Saddam Hussein. It was a power force in the Middle East. The United States plan, again, CIA operation, was to demonize Saddam Hussein, accuse him of weapons of mass destruction, genocide on his people, break the nation into three parts. They accomplished that. Libya. Libya was getting too strong, a powerhouse in North Africa with the Muslim community. And Iraq decided to go start doing a business apart from the U.S. dollar for verboten. Not allowed. And look what happened. Well, once again, going back to the history that Buchanan brings us, either the United Nations, U.S. or NATO will provide legal guarantees to Russia that Ukraine will never join NATO or become a base for weapons that can threaten Russia. If we can't get that guarantee, we will guarantee that that doesn't happen ourselves. Russia is backed up, according to Buchanan, by 100,000 troops that Russia has amassed at the Ukraine borders. Then last week, Putin, I remember, I think I might have read this last week. The threat on our western border is rising. We have said multiple times in our dialogue with the United States and its allies, we will insist on developing concrete agreements prohibiting any further eastward expansion of NATO and the placement there of weapons systems and in the immediate vicinity of Russian territory. Then Buchanan continues, it's only Ukraine and 30 NATO allies that decide when Ukraine is ready to join NATO. This was NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg. He says only the Ukraine is going to decide with the other 30 NATO allies. Russia has no veto. Russia has no say. Russia has no right to establish a fear of influence trying to control our neighbors. So it's pretty clear that they don't think Russia has a say in the matter. I think they're wrong. I think they're deceived. Now, speaking about influence of spheres of power over areas of the world, he points out that great powers have always established spheres of influence. Chinese President Xi Jinping claims virtually the entire South China Sea that is bordered by half a dozen nations. For 200 years, the United States has declared a Monroe Doctrine that puts our hemisphere off limits to new colonization. Then in Russia, the history with the Warsaw Pact, it collapsed when the USSR came apart 3 decades ago. This was a strategy to use Western influence in the nations surrounding Russia, in those nations, to bring them into the control, not of Europe, not of NATO, of the United States. Because the United States funds NATO, the United States has great influence over all the nations in Europe. So they were able to shrink the landmass, the countries that were communist, they shrunk it. And I think Vladimir Putin here, I'll read it in a little bit, he states, we can't allow this to go on any further. Why? From a biblical point of view, Russia has to have a great army amassed to go into the Middle East in the war where she will be destroyed. She needs an army, a group of nations that go with her, according to Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Under the deal, the two Germanies would be reunited in the Warsaw Pact. Russian troops would be removed from East Germany, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Bulgaria, Romania. There would be no NATO expansion into Eastern Europe. But the promise was broken. Within 20 years, NATO had brought every Warsaw Pact nation into the alliance along with the former Soviet republics of Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. So McCain sought to bring the Ukraine and these other two republics, Georgia and Moldova, into NATO. So this is serious. I think, like I began to say before I left, took the break, my last thought was, could it be when God judges Russia, Israel's not going to have the nuclear capabilities as a little nation solo? God says in Ezekiel 38:39, state that God will have a hand in Russia's destruction. Now, there's another thought in the Bible that in the book of Jeremiah chapter 51, there is a nation at the end of the world that God calls through Jeremiah a hammer. It will be the hammer of the nations. It will be a nation so powerful, it will break the nations into pieces. With Ezekiel 38:39, it does mention the isles, which are not necessarily the nations right in the vicinity of Russia or in the Middle East. The isles would be Britain, probably some of the European nations. I believe Germany will be one of the nations that comes with Russia when she comes to attack Israel. But the islands, the daughter of one of the islands, England, the daughter is the United States of America. And we're watching prophecy developing. And before I continue, I wanted to say that at the end of the world, you're going to have great signs to look for. One of the great signs will be a global reset, a system where you can't buy and you can't sell without digital means and worshiping Antichrist. Secondly, there will be an Antichrist coming from a nation that is extremely powerful. It is an empire. The empire is militarily mighty, with technology, very strong in economic power. It is a culture that is vast, powerful, so powerful that the culture affects the whole world. A best example, our McDonald's, our Burger King, are all over the world. People want to come to America for our culture. Another thought in the end of the world, there would be a nation that would have freedoms like no other nation. They would have a constitution that would protect the people from the government and protect the nations from the government. Well, that just about has come to an end. Then, at the end of the world, there would be great plagues, diseases, sickness. We see what's happened in the last 10, 20 years. Step by step forward, introducing bacteria, viruses, diseases into the world, created in biolabs. But it is going to take a jump, and has taken a jump in the last 2 years. It's going to continue to jump, because Christ said in the book, Christ told John to write in the book of Revelation that the healing of the trees would be for the healing of the nations, stating and basically implying the nations will be sick when Christ returns. We'll continue with this thought. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back in a few minutes. 1360 KHNC, AM Radio, the top.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
With the holidays upon us, consider giving the gift of high-quality beef that supports local ranchers and doesn't break the bank. High Country Custom Beef is your local beef partner. From the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs, backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, you can buy high-quality Angus beef in either bulk packages or holiday box sets, direct from us, the ranchers. This holiday season, give the gift of beef at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
Hi listeners, Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls and a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's
like inside his cave. Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
Other things that will occur at the end of the world, again, with the diseases. John the Apostle stated in Revelation, I think it was 21, that the leaves of the trees will be for the healing of the nations. In other words, the nations will be sick. There will be sickness globally. Sicknesses that were not natural, brought in through evildoers. Then also there will be wars. Coming war when Israel goes to war with the terrorists surrounding Israel. Russia coming down to take over the land of Israel. The Israel's war, she reoccupies present day Jordan, which in the Bible it actually is her part of her inheritance. Then I think when Russia comes down, I got a feeling that it could be that the NATO bloc with America may assist Russia in destroying the landmass of Russia. But I think Israel, something will happen where Israel pretty much will take out the troops that move, that come down there with Russia. I believe Germany, the Ukraine, Libya from the south, Ethiopia from the south, and Iran will also come. Now, like I stated in the first half hour here, that the children of Japheth were all light-skinned, and the Iranians and the Russians are from the tribe of Japheth. So they're really, as a race, they're family. As well as the European nations, the light-skinned people all over the world are from the lineage of Japheth. The darker-skinned people were from the lineage of Ham, who settled in some parts of the Middle East and down into Egypt and Africa. Shem, all three, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, they do occupy the Middle East. Shem was the lineage of Israel, and Shem, the family, settled more to the east. Job was of the family of Shem. He settled in probably western China, and then eventually they would settle all through Asia, as well as the Middle East. Now, the other things to look for at the end of the world, the great thing, I think, one of the great things to look for, along with the global reset, which will tie, everything will tie into what I'm going to, the next point. Everything will tie into the green movement. Agenda 21, the agenda movements, 2025, 2030. Now they have the 2040. Everything will eventually tie into the green movement. It will be the green movement that gives. Part of the green movement is going to involve vaccinations. Part of the green movement will involve euthanasia, control of societies, control of water, gas, the rivers, the oceans, everything. I'm going to read quickly. This is one of the big signs of the end of the world. It will be earth worship. And with the coming Antichrist system, earth worship will be a big part of it. And with the earth worship, the Antichrist is not going to focus on the elderly. He's not going to focus so much on the middle age group. His focus will be on youth, probably born after the millennium. Agenda 21. This is out of AmericanPolicy.org. The Green New Deal reveals the naked truth of Agenda 21. This was 2 years ago. Agenda 21, a comprehensive blueprint for the reorganization of human society. It's a 350-page, 40-chapter document. It details explicitly the purpose and goals. We talk about this all the time. It's on YouTube. It's everywhere. It's really important to understand from the perspective of the Bible what the Green Movement is. It is the system. I read the verses yesterday out of Isaiah chapter 14, verse 21 and 22. Antichrist, to take over the world, his objective is to have his children placed in every city globally. And I believe, again, the focus of Antichrist and his campaign to rule the world is going to be on children, not just in the United States, but internationally. Greta Thunberg, all of these little Harry Potter-trained children internationally. Antichrist doesn't have time to try to untrain the minds of adults, of the elderly, of the middle class, of the middle-aged people. If you're going to, like Pol Pot, you take the children that are 12, 10, 9, 8, 7, you train them intellectually, you train them in their mind, they become a greater force than bullets. Then on top of that, you give them laws that help them, that empower them. Look out. The world has to look out. Going back to the article. All-encompassing policies affecting every aspect of our lives, using environmental protection simply as an excuse to pull out all our emotions and get us to voluntarily surrender our liberties. In the first section, social and economic dimensions, redistribution of wealth to eradicate poverty, maintain health through, here we go, vaccinations. This was written in 92. Her evidence is coming from there. Modern medicine, population control. So, we're at the end of the world, and now we're watching how they're going to take over the cities of the world. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. TheHebo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
And if we view things from the point of the Bible, then you understand everything makes sense. If they want to take over the world, there has to be a strategy. There will be a way in which they do it. A bunch of different processes. But the one that will get everybody, you can't take over every nation militarily. But you use every nation. If you can get the children on board with saving Mother Earth, then you're gonna have a much better chance of accomplishing your objectives. And also, in the book of Revelation, I'm sorry, not Revelation. Well, it does talk about it in the book of Revelation too. There will be a generation. In the final generation, there is going to be the young people, children, that will have no consciousness, no understanding of anything moral. They will not honor their parents. Everything they do is acceptable. There's no thought of sin, of evil. The good of their what you would call purpose is everything. Everything, everybody and anything is expendable. But their purpose to save the earth, according to how they've been deceived, is everything. Now we'll go back here. They're going to maintain health through vaccinations or destroy mankind through vaccinations. There'll be population control, modern medicine, current lifestyles and consumption patterns of the affluent middle class. Now, we use the word affluent. The middle class is not just affluent, but the power of a society politically is in the middle class. Everything is in the middle. The heart of a nation is the people that produce, the people that labor. Involving meat intake, use of fossil fuels, appliances, air conditioning, suburban housing are not sustainable. And from the Sierra Club, they presented David Brower. Childbearing should be a punishable crime against society unless the parents hold a government license. Jacques Cousteau, back in the 70s, I used to watch him on television, stated, in order to stabilize world populations, we have to eliminate 350,000 people a day. Now they have the way to do it, and they are doing it. Conservation and management of resources. Environmental protection was to be the main weapon. Global protection of the atmosphere, the land, mountains, oceans, fresh waters. All under the control of the United Nations, and I say the United States. To achieve such global control, to save the planet, it's necessary to eliminate national sovereignty and independent nations. Elimination of national borders initially led to the excuse for openly allowing the natural immigration of peoples. We see that presently. No borders, no walls. And what it does is it destroys a nation. It destroys civilizations. The main weapon for the agenda was the threat of environmental Armageddon. Charge of man-made global warming, which later conveniently became climate change. There continues to be no evidence of any man-made effect on the climate. Now, Timothy Wirth, president of the United Nations Foundation, stated, we've got to rid this global warming issue. We've got to right it. Sorry. Even if the theory of global warming is wrong, we will be doing the right thing in terms of economic and environmental policy. Economic simply means transfer of wealth from the the societies to a group of people. The very, very wealthy, the foundations, the people that the foundations are named after, they are not on board with environmentalism. It is only a way of control. Their complete lack of concern for truth, where Paul Watson of Greenpeace, he declared, it doesn't matter what is true. It only matters what people believe is true. The social justice and social justice has become the moral force. The rule of law, it's become the moral force over the rule of law as free enterprise, private property, rural communities, and individual consumption habits, which have become the targets. These people are labeled as racist and are social social injustice and a social injustice. Established institutions and free market economies were seen as obstructions to the plan. Traditional family units, religion, those who were able to live independently in rural areas are the target. Agenda 21, summed up in supporting documents, stated this. They were summed up in the supporting documents, summed up this way. Effective execution of Agenda 21 will require a profound reorientation of all human society, unlike anything the world has ever experienced. It requires a major shift in priorities of both governments and individuals, and an unprecedented redeployment of human and financial resources. This shift will demand a concern for the environmental consequences of every human action that should be integrated into individual and collective decision making at every level. At the end of the world, this would be one of the great ways in which Satan will destroy mankind. We'll be right back. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Hi, I'm Joey DeQuint, and I'm here to help you protect and build your wealth so you and your family can live your best life no matter what the world throws at you.
Great. Another financial guy telling us to sell our gold and silver.
Nope, not with me. I encourage hard assets, and I know a great place to buy gold and silver.
Well, I'm sure you operate with high fees and commissions.
Just the opposite. We pride ourselves with some of the lowest fees and commissions in the industry.
Most financial guys are only interested in what they want to sell and don't want to listen to our customers, and we have some of the most educated listeners in the country. And once they make the sale, we never hear from them again.
Not with me. I grow with my customers and check with them every quarter to ensure all of their goals are being met and to make sure that they have all the coverage they need as their life changes.
Do you handle life and long-term care insurance as well?
You bet we do. And the younger you are, when you get this coverage, the lower the cost.
I'm Joe Jaquin, and I'm not just Joey's dad. I'm his client. When it comes to your financial well-being, deal with a name you can trust. Call Joey at 602-909-9048 or email joey.jaquin@nm.com.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. Every life we have some.
Everything is developing. We're beginning to see and be able to understand how the devil is going to control the societies and nations of the world. It is a intelligent strategy. And you use the wealthy, like individuals that we see presently, Soros, the Clintons, Schwabs, Gateses, Fauci, how they all work together collectively. This is a collective. Actually, I would call it a, what would it be called? A collective. Just like communists working a farm, they would have collectives. And everybody had a part to play. These people all have a part to play. Well, one thing that they need to be successful, they have to have children, young people. Young people. And one of the groups that they use just came into existence, and they fund it heavily, is a group called the Sunrise Movement. Young people that are hell-bent on saving the environment from anything and everyone that is destroying what they consider to be the environment. They're using the Agenda 21, the Green Movement. They're funded by George Soros and funded by the Clintons, by the Rockefeller Foundations. These people are being funded by the rulers of the world presently. They have to have people move into every city of the world to control the cities of the world. And I read you yesterday, it's in Isaiah 14, verses 20 and 21. And it says that, it says basically in a nutshell, Antichrist, at the end of the world, will have his people, and his people will be young people, and they will go into the nations of the world to control everything, to control the cities. They will be brainwashed into worshiping Antichrist, and the tool that they will use, I believe, along with war and famine and diseases, will be the Green Movement. The Mother Earth, worship of Mother Earth, like the Egyptians and like the Greeks, like the Romans, like all the societies have done. Verse 20:21 in Isaiah 14. At the end of the world, after they've taken over, God says, let the slaughter begin. The sons of this king will die because of the generations, the generational Satanism within the generations. Because of their generational sins. None of them will ever rule the earth or cover it with cities. Or cover it with cities. The only way you can cover every city is through an agenda like Agenda 21, 25, 2030, 2040, 2050. They'll be done. Their agendas are going to be over by the last day of, I believe, 2030. December 31st, I think your agendas will be done. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, join me tomorrow, 1360khnc.com for podcast. Talk to you tomorrow. We'll finish out this week. Have a great afternoon. Don't panic. Don't panic.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM.